You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
I have a level of expertise, and I have a level of information that nobody else has.
Hour number three of The Drive underway. Fox Sports Knoxville. Russell Chitz and the Bear, Brandon Orrick, all piled into your fan-run studios on a Thursday afternoon edition of the show. Oh, man, I hate to do this. I always hate it when a VFL's on the docket, but we do have breaking news. To the Fox Sports Knoxville breaking news desk we go. According to James Hyams of WNML, I don't know, never heard of it, former Tennessee quarterback Sterling Hinton charged July the 3rd with criminal simulation for depositing a check worth more than $95,000. Oh my goodness. Sterl the Pearl, say it ain't so. 95 G's.
Great cash, homie.
Hinton deposited the check June 13th at Y-12 Federal Credit Union in Clinton, according to the arrest warrant. Hinton said, quote, I unknowingly deposited a bad check. No funds were taken. I just have to trust the process right now. Trust the process? What does that mean? The legal process? Got a July 26th court date. Arrest warrant says the check, valued at $95,140, came from Coda Ventures LLC, a market research firm in Nashville.
Whoa.
Marianne Grogan, president and co-founder of Coda Ventures, told police the check was counterfeit and not from her business. Rhett Carter, an investigative officer, said in the report that Hinton admitted to depositing the check and was aware it wasn't written for the correct amount. Hinton was booked and released on July 17th. His bond is set at $5,000. Sterl the Pearl played quarterback for Tennessee from 1987 to 1990 and has been the disc jockey at UT football games and some basketball games and recruiting events and stuff like that. Like, they use him a lot over there for the past couple of years. So that's not good.
You think?
What do you – I mean, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like,
what goes through your mind? Like, you, how would you think that you're ever going to get away with that? $96,000?
Is it possible that maybe it is some sort of misunderstanding that he thought it was legitimate and was just
– Might be. I'd be willing to give him the benefit
of the doubt. Think that it would have to be something like that because, all right, I want to say that he seems like a pretty smart man that wouldn't just forge a check or something like that and go into
– Yeah.
Like, that's some, you know, serious con stuff. And when people do things like that, most time it's like forging it to like buy something, like not necessarily going to just deposit. I mean, I know there's been stories where that people do that, but I would think that it's a big misunderstanding, hopefully.
Well, I mean, typically people that do that have intent to defraud and swindle get it and somehow get the cash quick and then they get gone.
Exactly. Yeah, that too.
They aren't. It's Sterling Hinton, former quarterback.
Yeah, and they might be trying to, like, they're moving it to, like, you know, foreign accounts, or they're moving it into, like, some Bitcoin or something where it's going to be easily accessible.
Yeah, I mean, they're moving it like 30 times an hour.
Or it's something on the dark web where they're moving it to somebody who immediately takes that money out and gets it to them, and there's not going to be any way that they can, you know, find a trail to it. It doesn't seem like, you know, you're going into the bank slowly, you know, depositing a check. Like, it doesn't seem purposeful.
Waiting 3 days till the funds become available.
Exactly. It doesn't seem purposeful.
Didn't Roscoe Tanner get busted doing this? Remember Roscoe Tanner, the tennis star from Tennessee?
That sounds familiar.
He's like a big tennis guy in the 70s and 80s.
Had the tennis place over there behind the used to be the Holiday Inn on there.
It's from Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm. Could it be possible? I just tried to figure, like, maybe it was a $5,000 check and he tried to shimmy the nine in there.
What was it, like $95,000?
Yeah.
That's what blew me away.
Or it's like 45 and he tried to make the four into a nine.
This is what I was talking about, too. Tanner in 2008 was arrested in Knoxville for writing checks up to $72,000 to pay for two Highlanders, two Toyota Highlanders at a dealership. So
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I mean, Tennessee, if this is true, and this is America, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee has to disassociate, right? They can't have a check forger bumping the playing the tunes before the game, can they?
It might be a bad
thing. You might have messed up pretty bad here.
Yeah.
Sterling Hinton on the docket this afternoon. We got what you talk about coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned for your cue to call. We got another spot in what you talk about, Champions League and Hooters prize packs up for grabs here this afternoon on The Drive. You listen for that. What do you guys make of Larry Fedora yesterday? You see this?
Yeah, he's a complete moron.
Larry Fedora, North Carolina head coach. They had a really bad year last year, so it's not like he's on the firmest of footings anyway.
I don't understand this at all.
He says that football, the game of football, is under attack and that there is yet to be any proven link between football and CTE.
He did everything but call it junk science.
Have you seen Fedora? That looks like he's roared it out. Kind of a meathead.
It's like, Larry, what are you doing? We almost hired this guy like a couple of times. Wasn't his name bandied about a couple of times?
His name's been bandied about for a couple jobs because, he had a couple back-to-back years with some pretty good 10 wins. They might have won 11 wins there.
I think
one
he went 12-0 at Southern Miss 1 year, and then that got him the North Carolina job.
Yeah, he probably, because he's kind of on the hot seat now. His stock was very high 3 years ago, and now it's kind of dropped down, especially after this, too.
Ooh. Lucky.
And that we're
that's all we need with all the bad pub like having our coach out there saying, I don't know about the CTE stuff, man. That might be junk science.
Who else over there from last year's Gillespie and
Thigpen surfaced up there.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, what are you thinking? Like, this is noted brain expert Larry Fedora chiming in on the CTE controversy here. It's like, what are you doing, man?
It's like the last person in the room that.
Have you been studying this? Are you doing neurology in your spare time now, Larry?
I mean, has it been, after practice heading over to Duke and taking neuro classes with the med students?
Larry Fedora, known dullard.
I mean, didn't they find it? Idiot. I mean, they found evidence of it in that poor kid that the quarterback, was it Washington or Washington State that committed suicide. Yeah. It was really sad.
Washington State quarterback.
21, 20, mm-hmm. 22.
Tyler and Holinsky, I believe. Was his
they
name.
Found the plaque, which is how they find it.
Kind of not a good look for the Tar Heels. Baseball news today. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he wants to expand to two more cities. Major League Baseball expansion coming up, and he named a list of cities that he's looking at: Portland, Las Vegas, Charlotte, Nashville,
the It City,
Montreal, and Vancouver. And he says there are places in Mexico that they could go. So I would love to see the Montreal Expos come back. That's my first thought. My second thought is, can Nashville or Charlotte? What is Nashville too close to St. Louis, and is Charlotte too close to Atlanta to sustain Major League Baseball?
No, I think Nashville could. Probably, honestly, either one of them could. I think Nashville could. They support every other.
Yeah.
Got a hockey team, football.
I mean, they jump on board hard with both feet. I know the baseball stadium they built, the new baseball stadium for the Nashville Sounds, which is a AAA team they've got over there. Like, part of the plans when they built it, it's a minor league ballpark. I think it seats about 10,000 or something like that. But
could they add on?
Yeah, they built it with the possibility of turning it into
a major league ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seats up to 10,000.
I'd love to see the expo. The expos with like the orange roof. And
I mean, there's a reason they don't have a team up there anymore. I mean, I don't know. I'm not big on Canadian baseball teams.
I just want to see the teams of my youth that are no longer come back. I want to see the Montreal Expos. I want to see the Seattle Supersonics.
Oh yeah, Supersonics. I think you'll see that before you see the Expos come back for sure.
Yeah,
they've been in the works. They secured an arena for like the voted on it, and they're slowly but surely trying to bring basketball back to Seattle.
I'm surprised they haven't with all the Intel and Microsoft money up there, mm-hmm. and Starbucks and everything else that's up in that area.
I don't know about Portland. Las Vegas is interesting. Man, Las Vegas, playing baseball in Las Vegas in the summer. Whew.
Well, you know it'll be a dome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a dome that probably retractable. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, you know, you talk about Vegas in the summer, baseball in the summer in Tennessee going to be a little bit worse because a lot more humidity here.
Yeah.
It's going to be the dry heat. It's dry heat in Vegas.
I mean, you get into Miami and playing a game in August.
Yeah, and then, at night times, it's down to, 60, 55 sometimes in the desert.
Braves games are no picnic, and you go horrible. By now, yeah. Even those, they start at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It never gets cool.
It's been 10 years since I've been to a baseball game.
What?
A major league game.
Okay.
We should take a fan-run trip up to Sevierville and go to a Smokies game at Smokies Park. Have a 9-inning vacation.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, we could do that. We ought to go to a major league park at some point.
Go right down 75, big red machine.
Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to play What You Talking About. Need three contestants right now. Three contestants. Call 865-546-8200 if you want to play What You Talk About. Spot in Champions League up for grabs. Again, the number 865-546-8200. Your number to get on board. We'll play the game. Coming up next here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The drive ends in the air. Pants on the ground. The drive continues.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, another spot in What You Talk About Champions League up for grabs this afternoon, presented by our friends at Hooters in downtown West. Hooters, go check out the wings, go check out the beer, go check out the scenery at Hooters downtown West. Today on What You Talk About, we got Chase, Jamie, and John. Will be in the third spot, and the first two times this year, it's the guy in the three hole has won. So John, maybe with a decided strategic advantage, to quote Charlie Weiss.
Have you seen this pile of crap?
See what happens this afternoon on What You Talk About. Let's bring in Chase, our first contestant. Good afternoon, Chase. How are you, sir?
Doing well. How's it going?
Hey, doing well. You know the rules, right?
I do.
All right. Let's get things started off strong. Are you ready? Here we go. This is what it's called in baseball when you knock the ball over the fence.
Home run.
This is a movie with Peter Venkman and Slimer, and they, movie with the. We can't understand you. Can you say it one more time?
Ghostbusters.
Yes. All right. This is the head coach of the New England Patriots.
Belichick.
Full name.
Bill Belichick.
This is where the New York Knicks play.
Madison Square Garden.
Yes, this is a African-American movie star. He was in Glory and this is where the Grizzlies play.
Memphis, FedEx Forum.
Yes, this is not jelly, but
jam.
Put it on. Yes, this is the head coach of South Carolina.
Will Muschamp.
Yes, this is a band with that David Lee Roth used to be in. They do Jump.
Van Halen.
Yes, this is Michigan's nickname.
Wolverine.
This is where the Raiders play.
Oakland.
This is a TV channel where they play Game of Thrones.
HBO.
You got that one in under the wire. What's the final Tally, boys.
I got 12.
12 as well.
10, 11,
12. Tip.
That's, like, really good considering we had that disaster with where his phone was breaking up.
Tip. No, I just think he had his radio too loud.
Yeah.
That was feedback. You got to turn your radio off.
Yeah. Chase, hang right there, though, man. You have that. That's a tone setter. I mean, if we hadn't had that little hiccup with the Ghostbusters, we would have been, I mean, he would have gotten 14 or 15. All right, hold right there. Let's bring in Jamie up next. Jamie, Utah. On the drive. Good afternoon, Jamie. How are you, sir?
I'm ready, Russ. Let's do it.
Well, Chase just put he set a hell of a number to get things started, but you will have your chance right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. This is a car race open wheel on Memorial Day weekend.
Daytona 500.
No, open wheel with the
pass.
All right, this is where the Tigers, they won a national championship, Dabo Swinney's team.
Clemson.
Yeah, this is a pop star, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Pass.
This is the head coach of Florida Atlantic, used to be here.
Thank you.
Yes, this is the greatest basketball player of all time, the Bulls.
Michael Jordan.
Happiest place on earth where Mickey lives.
Disney World.
This is a tennis player with the long hair and the mullet back in the day. Was married to Steffi Graf.
Andre Agassi.
Yeah, this is the head coach of the Raiders now. Monday Night Football.
Gruden.
Yeah. This is a rapper with Dr. Dre back in the day.
Ice Cube.
No, the tall guy with the cornrows, smokes a lot of weed.
Oh, good hell. Man, what a day.
Oh, man.
Good Lord, Russ.
A little rough.
I knew it was.
A little rough. You're looking for Snoop Dogg. You passed on Britney Spears.
Yep.
And Lane Kiffin.
No, he got Lane Kiffin. He got Lane.
What did he? Indy 500.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a rough one, Indy 500.
What did he get? Six?
Six.
All right, six.
So open wheel racing. And Britney Spears.
Hmm. Mm.
Well, do I get another shot at this, or is that it for the season? Well,
not today. Yeah, you can call back tomorrow. You can call back as many times as it takes.
How many did I get, Russ? Four?
You got six.
Good hell. Hey, good luck, guys. Y'all hang in there.
He's so disappointed in himself.
Rightfully so.
I had higher
hopes for Jamie.
All right. Let's see. Let's bring in John, our final contestant. This afternoon here on What You Talking About. John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
All right, man. Don't know if I'm going to be the 12, but let's go.
12 to tie. Let's send it into overtime. We haven't had an overtime yet this year, or 13 would win it for you.
I'll give you some easy questions.
All right, here we go. This is a game at the end of the year and where UCLA plays. The stadium.
Rose Bowl.
Yes, this is a dessert you eat. It's very cold, frozen.
Ice cream.
Yes, this is Peyton's brother.
Eli.
Full name. Yeah. This is where Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird live.
Sesame Street.
This is a African-American comic, Raw. He was in The Nutty Professor.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes, this is a city where the Red Sox and the Celtics play.
Chicago.
No, the Bruins in Massachusetts. The name of the city?
Boston.
Yes.
Boston.
This is a movie just came out with, it's a cartoon about superhero family.
Incredibles.
Yes. This is the head coach of Oklahoma City Thunder, used to be at Florida.
Pass.
This is the head coach of the Gators, the old ball coach, throws his visor.
Oh, God. I know
his
name, but I can't spit it out.
Steve Spurrier.
Yes.
The pressure got to him. The pressure got to him, John.
Yeah,
that was what did he get?
Seven. Started out strong, though.
You beat Jamie.
Thanks, guys. Maybe tomorrow.
All right, John, take another shot.
Thanks, sir.
Let's bring in Chase. Chase, you won, buddy. How does it feel?
Champ is here.
Pretty good, man. I appreciate it. It's good to throw a heater on the first one out, you know?
Yeah, I feel really good because, like, the Ghostbusters one where we just couldn't hear your answer, but, like, it was just, you know, bad luck. Yeah, it was. I thought, oh, man, this guy's going to miss on it because his phone we couldn't hear. But you recovered strong and
yeah, I wanted to stop because I looked at Chance, and I think we both knew what was going on because you were hearing the beep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he just had his radio up in the background. Thing could have did much better.
Yeah. Them's the breaks. All right, Chase, hang right there. Bear's going to get your phone number and information, and we will be in touch with you to schedule your appearance on Champions League coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Strong.
Strong performance
strong
by Chase.
Strong performance by Chase. Yeah, I think he probably would have got about 14 or 15 had he not had the snafu with the radio being up in the background kind of throwing us off because we couldn't hear anything.
Pretty strong performance, and you'll have – let's see. So tomorrow we'll be on remote at National RX, and we won't be able to play because of the delay. But I believe we are back in studio on Monday. And we should be able to get another winner then. So making things happen here this afternoon on the drive. Exciting.
Very exciting.
Exciting stuff.
Gotta love it. What are you talking about?
Foster on Twitter says, do we have to be local to play? No. You can't play not being here in Knoxville now.
Yeah, because we had somebody win before, and they donated their winnings.
Tweet did. He gave his wings to Roger.
That's right.
On his qualifying round. Yeah.
Remember the qualifier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's we changed the format up, the prizes and stuff
switched
like that.
He
didn't win the contest, though.
No, he donated his qualifying prize, which was 16 wings to Rogetti.
We're not doing qualifying prizes this year.
Kind of sorry.
Changing around. Anyway.
Come back stronger.
Yeah.
Be better.
Cruising right here on the drive. Your Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question, if you're just joining us. Following the events of this week and the little kerfluffle between Jeremy Pruitt and various former Georgia Bulldogs, we asked the question, has Georgia passed Florida as Tennessee's biggest non-Bama rival? And 75% of the audience says no. So Florida still clearly ahead of Georgia in terms of rivaling Alabama as our biggest rival. I'll say this, man. We'll see what happens moving forward as both Tennessee and Florida have fallen on hard times, and new coaches and everything, and both fan bases are optimistic about getting their programs turned around. But if Kirby Smart runs off a little run here of dominance, he wins a couple of – if he becomes king of the beast of the East, which is certainly possible, I think they're going to win it for the second year in a row this year. I think that Georgia will get more and more under Tennessee's skin. There's a lot of people listening right now that's like, no way. Georgia will never be as big as Bama and Florida, but people said that about Florida in the early 90s. And keep in mind, like when we first started playing Florida every year, Tennessee held their own for about 4 years. It went back and forth. We kicked the crap out of them in 1990. Then we went down there and lost in 91. And they came up here and we beat them in the monsoon game in 92. Then they ran off five or six in a row against stuff, and since 93 they have had the upper hand. I mean, there's no sugarcoating it. But if
they didn't, what are you talking about? You're saying from 93 on they ran off a bunch in a row?
Yeah,
we destroyed them in the 90s. They had Ray Goof.
I'm talking about Florida, Bear.
What you talking about, Georgia? You've been talking about Georgia.
Talking about both of them. I'm comparing them.
I knew you thought he was talking about Georgia. I just couldn't wait to hear it. Couldn't wait.
Again, Chance is instigating.
Thanks for playing, though.
Go to hell, Russ.
Be better.
The point I was making before I was interrupted by the guy who's clearly not paying attention was that Florida when we first started playing it. It took a while for that to become a rivalry. And the thing that made Florida so hated here was that they were beating us so often.
Yeah, because they really, in a lot of years, they weren't better than us.
Georgia, Tennessee's held their own. I mean, that rivalry is practically even right now. So if that changes, if I mean, we did the research where we showed how much further ahead their roster is than ours and everybody else's in the East for that matter. If they translate that into a run on, you know, 3 or 4 wins in a row against us, and Jeremy Pruitt's able to hold his own against Florida, and I think those two programs are much more even than Tennessee and Georgia are, I wouldn't be surprised to be sitting here 5 years from today saying to ourselves, man, third Saturday in October will always be our biggest rivalry, but Georgia, next to Bama, Georgia is the team I want to beat most. And you might not be able to see it. People, I realize people say, oh, that's stupid. But, I mean, look what they're doing, man. Look at what they're doing. Now, I know Bear's not a full believer yet, but
let's see
5 years from now.
Five years, hell, I want to see what he does this year without all the last of the Ricked and Jeremy Pruitt recruited talent. He ain't got Chubb and Michelle anymore. You can talk all you want to about that new kid. We'll see how long he lasts.
They signed the best recruiting class in the country last year.
Don't care.
Number one.
They've done it before.
No, they haven't.
You're going to tell me they haven't recruited at an extremely high level for the history
Not like they had the past 2 years. That was the first year, I believe, in 5 or 6 years that Alabama had not had the number one.
I feel like you're remembering like when they started off preseason number one had that really good team.
Rick recruited really well.
Rick recruited incredibly.
No,
and they weren't
not like this.
Enough.
They signed like 8 5 stars last year.
Yeah, dude, they got like 3 5 star quarterbacks.
Even Nick Saban's over there going, "Damn." We'll see. Mark the tape, Brandon Orrick. 5 years, on July 19th, 2023.
Nope.
Would it be 22? Yeah, 23. I look back on this, and I hope I'm wrong, but I have a feeling Bear might look pretty dumb. I know. Stay with us. The drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville, 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in here, 546-8200. Your number to jump on the McKinney team phone lines. We'll be right back.
The Drive.
This in your pipe and smoke it. The Drive.
Check it or wreck it. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl, the official law offices of The Drive.
Yeah. Nick Saban uses Botox.
Yeah, I'll absolutely check it.
That's a big check. I mean, we know how much he cares about his appearance. He's obviously dyeing his hair, and everybody gives him so much grief about his height. He's definitely using Botox. He's not comfortable in his own skin.
Yeah, I'll check it. You can definitely tell.
Big check. Alabama is Tennessee's biggest rival.
Roll down Tide.
I'll check that 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll check it. I mean, you throw in historical stuff, I'll check it, Alabama.
It's a big wreck. All you old heads, I'm sorry, this is not your grandfather's college football anymore. Alabama can't be considered a rival anymore because you're not on their same level. It's Florida. I'm just being honest with you. It might suck, but it's the truth.
You know, we've beaten Alabama more than we've beaten Florida in the past 20 years.
Well, relevancy is critical here. You know? We're talking about today. We're not talking about in the past.
So what does that mean? Like, who's our biggest rival?
So, I mean, if we're being honest with ourselves.
Stop.
But Florida is a bigger rival than Alabama is right now. I don't know how you can take nostalgia away from it. Take the 90s out.
You can't take nostalgia away from it, Chance. That's what makes college football the best sport in the world.
I guess.
South Carolina.
I still didn't get your answer.
Let's big check it.
Oh.
South Carolina will finish second in the East this year.
I will wreck it. I think they're going to be okay. I don't think their roster's that good. I think they'll be third. I think Florida's second.
I'm checking it. You're right. They're okay. Georgia's really good. Everybody else in the East is really struggling right now from my vantage point, so I give it to the Gamecocks almost by default.
I'm actually going to wreck that. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, I think Missouri's going to be up there. I think they get the defense changed around their offense. Drew Locke, I mean, he's going to be pretty good. I think Missouri's second.
Well, check it. I think there's a Debo Samuel stays healthy. I think they can pull it off.
Tiger Woods makes the cut at the British Open this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I'll check that. I think he's going to.
Wreck it.
I'm going to wreck it as well.
I'm going to also wreck it. First time he's played on a links course since 2015,
really?
I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so since St. Andrews then. So, yeah, I'm going to wreck it. I think
he's got the tape on his neck.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it.
That's a bad sign when you show up with the tape on your neck.
He did shoot a 71 with neck issues. I'm going to wreck it.
Okay, well, maybe he ought to just take that tape and wrap his whole body with it.
Yeah.
More tape. That's the secret. That is Check and Wreck It, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, online at wreckittoacheck.com. Whether you're at home, in bed, or even worse, laid up in the hospital, OEB will come to you and turn your wreck into a check. Visit them online at wreckintoacheck.com or just call 865-546-1111. If you're injured in an accident and you need a lawyer, call Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. They'll come to you and turn your wreck into a check. Yes, Bear.
I had a Cody on the text box said if you think that Georgia will pass Florida as our biggest rival, that he'll buy some of that angel dust if it's reasonably priced.
Here's the thing about Cody, and I love how Bear, just like all Bear's friends text him, and he just decides that's part of the show. I'm just going to read it on the air. First of all, that's
really
obnoxious. If Cody wants to participate in the show, he can call just like anybody else. Just because he texts you.
Don't go at Cody.
I'm going at Cody. Just because he texts you doesn't mean it goes on the show. If I read every text I get during the show.
It's Bear like Ron Burgundy over here. Can I just text him like, you know, just asinine statements?
Anything.
He'll read anything across the air.
Just send him a text that says, "Hi, I'm Bear. I'm a big dumbass." He'll just randomly say it.
I want to do that
you
one
can,
day.
I mean, you can go straight to hell, Russ. Guy's driving right now. He's trying to be safe. He wanted to get his plane.
Oh, he's trying to be safe. That's why he's texting you while he's driving.
Way to put
Dullard?
Him. Way to hang him out there to drive, Bear. Let everybody know he's driving right
Listen,
now.
Listen, get to the phones here in just a second.
I thought he had to check it or wreck it. Is what I
thought.
Yeah,
no, I thought he was going to add something. No, I'm just reading texts that people are sending. My coworkers are sending
people,
me on the air.
Yeah, don't act like Cody's not a big deal. Don't act like that.
What kind of Kool-Aid are you sipping when it comes to Cody? I mean, I like Cody and all, but damn.
So. Listen, Cody.
Clear fan
I understand
here.
You're like 17 years old. You're a young guy. You don't have much of a historical perspective. But there was a time when Florida was they were not even on our radar as far as big rivals. It was Alabama, Auburn, maybe Georgia a little bit, Vanderbilt. Like Florida was way down the list. Way down the list. And then they became our big rival. Things change. Time changes things. If Georgia goes on a run against us and things even out between us and Florida, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it's entirely possible that we're sitting around saying that Georgia is the bigger game. We've already got people saying they hate Georgia more. Things change. Not overnight. Not like that. Maybe not right now. But it might be trending that direction if Kirby Smart is what we all fear he is, which is a really good coach.
Cody McClure. I can't read the last text.
Like you and Cody, man. The thing that gets me about Bear and Cody, they're on shows. They're on a 3-hour radio show. But is that enough for them?
Never.
Can they just wait, like save up their hot take for the next day? No. They've got to like Bear calls the other shows. 3 hours in the afternoon isn't enough for him. He's got to call three and out.
I call them very rarely. Like I'm down to once a month now.
I've heard you call overtime. Like sometimes, you can't even wait till the next day. Mm. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot to say something on the drive.
No, I call up and say it on overtime because they were using one of your bits, and you've been acting like a maniac about it. So I called them out on it. Told them to stop doing it.
Here's Cody McClure, co-host of Talk Sports on weekdays from 10 to 1 right here on Fan Run Radio. Doesn't have enough, 3 hours not enough time to get everything he has to say off his chest. He's got to text Bear and get his hot takes on the air that way.
He's got another one.
Don't care.
Hi, I'm Russ, and I've got a small.
Don't care. Don't care what Cody, don't care what Cody McClure has
Cody.
To say.
Brand's taking a hit, Cody.
His brand's not taking
Wooly a hit. Wooly one. You're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir.
Russell W., a long time no see.
How's it going, Wooly one?
I was waiting for that familiarity to hit you. I'm with you, man. I hate Georgia. Absolutely hate the Bulldogs.
I mean, they are getting set to – if they're as good as we all fear they're going to be. I mean, they're going to be hard to beat, man.
And I know. They are.
And now you've got this situation with Jeremy Pruitt, and evidently he pissed everybody off when he was down there, which I like, by the way.
And I'll give you my take on how he did that, which is purely conjecture, but go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, you know, it adds another layer – to the rivalry. We've never had personal heat like that in this rivalry, you know? I mean, when Dooley was here, obviously, you know, it was all very respectful and everything, except for the part where they would come in here and kick our ass every year. You know, Fulmer was always pretty respectful of them. You know, nice guy Mark Richt, you know, who's going to be enemies with him? And it's Kirby and Jeremy, they don't like each other. They don't get along.
Good. Good. It's fine with me. If you know, I have the coaches I have nothing against. I love Mark Richt because he was the biggest underachiever there ever was. They could have won many Eastern Division and possibly SEC championships with the talent that he had. So I loved Mark Richt. And then the coaches that preceded him were also morons. But if you've ever hung around any Georgia fans, I lived down there for about a year.
Yeah.
They are absolutely obnoxious, and they win one game, and they think they've got the greatest team in the frickin' world.
Pretty obnoxious fan base.
Yeah, so here's my take on let me ask you this. Aaron Murray works for what media outlet? How was he down there asking these questions?
Is he on CBS now as a color analyst?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, good for him.
And Pollock's on SEC Network.
Yeah, Pollock. All these Georgia alums that are media dudes or analysts or whatever, they are such big homers. It's not even funny. They're so awful. So here's my take on Aaron Murray's deal and why apparently Jeremy Pruitt was not respectful to Richt is because Richt is a big wuss with a capital W. And do you think Jeremy Pruitt likes a boss that's a wuss?
No.
No.
He's a hard ass.
Yeah.
He wants somebody who's firm and wants a win at all cost mentality. And you know that is not Mark Richt. Mark Richt's very successful, but he's not a win at all coster. He is the exception to the rule as far as you know nice guys finishing last in the world of big time athletics.
Well, the only reason is he was at Georgia and had all that talent around him. Put him at Mississippi State, what he does.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Like, he's been at the two places he's been at, and remember, he was at Florida State for a long time before that, too. He's always been at one of those places where it's just five-star talent within a 30-mile radius of the school everywhere.
Exactly. Miami and Athens.
Exactly. There's no doubt about that. So, good for Aaron Murray is all I got to say.
All right. Good stuff, Willie One. Good to hear from you, man.
All right. We'll see you.
865-546-8200. Want to get who is this Buckeye guy up next? Good afternoon, Buckeye guy.
Hey, guys. Just listening to the check of the record. I'm actually going to have to agree with Chance on this as far as Florida being the biggest rivalry, and here's why I say that, just being on the outside looking in as not a fan of Tennessee. Moving down here 4 years ago, you see the fan base for Tennessee getting much more excited about playing Florida than what they are playing Alabama, and I think the reason cause that is Alabama's just been so far out ahead of everybody else. It's almost like, oh, God, we got to play Alabama again. But when it comes to Florida, I mean, there's just so much more of an uproar and so much more excitement. I mean, if you take the history part that you were saying, Russ, with it, then, yeah, Alabama, it's up there as one of the top rivalries in college football. But if you just take the past few years or past 10 years, however you want to say it, I would actually have to give a chance to say Florida is bigger than Alabama as of right now, today.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, Florida definitely, it was the more important game. You got to differentiate here, right? There are two separate conversations. There's a bigger rival. Just because you're the bigger rival doesn't necessarily mean it's the more important game. Florida has been the more important game than Alabama for a long time now on Tennessee's schedule, just because you got to win that one generally to get to the Eastern Division Championship. You got to win that one to get to it. It's strategically more important. But Alabama, you know, it's the bigger rivalry, man. You know, they've run off these streaks. It's been this series of streaks back and forth for forever, basically, going back to the 60s. And, you know, hopefully Tennessee will have the upper hand eventually. Probably not till Nick Saban. What did John Sweet say? Not till Saban dies or retires. But that day will happen eventually. You know, he's not going to coach there forever. Hopefully, maybe he will. Maybe it's going to be like he's going to be, you know, one of those Futurama like heads in a tank, just coaching Alabama on the sideline forever. Nick Saban's disembodied head leading the Tide out onto the field in 2037.
I mean, either that or when he passed, would the Alabama faithful have him cryogenically frozen in hopes of resurrecting him in the future when they find a cure? Yeah.
I mean, they've already got stem cell research with Saban, I'm sure. You know,
speaking of that,
cloning him somewhere.
Have we gotten some DNA out of Neyland's corpse, like Jurassic Park style, just in case? Like, I mean, somebody probably ought to do that, right? Go in there, like freeze it in amber or something. I don't know. Thank you, Buckeye guy. I appreciate the phone call. A little weird. A little morbid.
A little bit.
Sorry. Strange.
Smart man, though. Buckeye strange. Guy, though.
Yeah. Stay with us. The drive continues. The shocking conclusion coming up next here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Be back to wrap things up in a neat little bow next on The Drive.
The Drive. The unimaginable. The Drive.
Don't shed a tear, ladies and gentlemen. SEC Media Days will be back next year. The most important 4 days on the college football calendar. Don't underestimate their importance. SEC Football Media Days. We'll be back where they belong next year in Birmingham, Alabama, in the hallway of a hotel connected to a shopping mall.
Hoover?
College Sports Universe will descend upon the Galleria just off I-59.
Oh, yeah. Shopping mall's pretty nice, though.
It is
pretty
nice.
How long does it take to get down there?
About 4 hours.
Yeah.
You'll get to go to On Tap, the bar right next to the mall there, who's probably missing SEC. They'll probably be closed next year because they miss out on the bonanza that is the 4 days of SEC Media Days when all these sports reporters go get hammered drunk down there.
Yeah. Hey,
I wonder how much that cost them this year.
All I want to say is, though, I know Russell told me that last year I went, I saw a couple analysts in there getting a little loose. I think they picked a new spot. I don't think it's on Tapped and Hoover anymore. But I bet you in Atlanta, I bet you like everywhere, you know, close by was lit, as the kids say. Yeah, I was disappointed.
Right up the street from the Hudson Grill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With their rats on the floor and whatnot.
Rats on the floor, what?
You didn't hear about that?
Oh, the Hudson Grill?
Yeah, yeah. They had a horrible
bad health inspection.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. I ate some food there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not good.
My stomach was hurting that night
in
the hotel room.
Wild, wild night, wasn't it?
Ooh, that was a good night.
You guys were lit.
I had an even better night than the night before, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, then.
All right.
Chance just putting it out there. All right, so a couple of programming notes. Of course, tomorrow we'll be at your Friday home of the Drive, National Law Rex in Farragut. Looking forward to that. We'll have some piping hot Chet's pizza for you. We'll be giving away Smokies tickets. Going to be a lot of fun. Coming up next week, we're doing a Get on the Bus remote at El Charro Mexican Restaurant down here on Sutherland Avenue. My favorite Mexican joint in town has been for many, many years. They've got, it's about a year old since they moved to Sutherland over there. And we'll be broadcasting there all day from 10 a.m. So if you want to come out and have lunch with the Talk Sports guys, they'll be out there. It's optional with Trey Walsh, Jason Hall. They'll be out there from 1 until 3. And then you'll have the Drive live on location from 3 until 6 right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Let's see, what else do we have to get to? I believe that's about it. Yes, all right, very good. So, National Law Rex tomorrow, El Charro on Wednesday. They got a great Taco Tuesday special.
I was just going to say, I'm kind of disappointed you're not going to be there on Taco Tuesday.
Why are we? Oh, well, they didn't want us there because they said they already had
the
so much business.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So they don't need us.
Yeah, exactly. Don't need you taking away seats, you know, for the Taco Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Excellent place, though.
Big anniversary tomorrow, Russ. 49th.
49th. What? Anniversary of what?
You don't know?
Oh, my God. This is going to be fun.
Man walking on the moon.
Ah.
Okay.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
What did you think it was going to be, Chance?
Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be some NASCAR silly stuff. I thought it was something with NASCAR. No. Just something like
David Bowie's second album
like
dropped or something.
Something My Morning Jacket. I don't know.
Nobody cares.
I don't think they were even
alive.
Good.
49 years since we faked the lunar landing. That's good, Bear.
No. Now you sound like T-Cart.
You got to take a shot at T-Car, man. He's so nice, man. He came out yesterday to see us at Old Ben Franklin Motors. I felt bad about, like,
all the shots we take at him for being a dullard, for believing in flat Earth.
I didn't get his take on the Australia doesn't exist conspiracy.
No, he's already – he believes Australia exists.
Oh, that's good.
They're just out on another part
of
the disc.
Were you really about – oh, my God. I was about to say, don't tell me. He doesn't think Australia doesn't exist.
No, but there's apparently a large thread of
people that
doesn't exist. No. Anybody you've met that's from Australia is an actor, yeah. Or a computer projection.
I know personally someone who just lived in Australia for the last two years.
No. Yeah, I bet you think you do,
they
don't you?
They were lying to you, Chance.
Yeah. I don't think so.
All right, big thanks to Brandon Orr, all his hard work. Podcast will be up momentarily. How's it going, Brandon? Good? All right. Big thanks to Chance for gracing us with his presence this afternoon.
Yeah.
Bear, thanks for showing up. All right, we'll be back tomorrow.
For the Bear.
3 to 6, National RX for the Drive. Overtime's up next.